Hey, Victory Church. My name is Jenny Gunner, and I'm the Connections Pastor at the Edmond Campus. I'm grateful that you're here today for today's Lectio Divina. Today we'll be reading from John 12, 1 through 8. Before we get started, take a moment to be aware of God's presence right where you're at. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can read along with me. First, we're going to read. As you listen to this passage of Scripture, write down any words or phrases that stand out to you. Again, we'll be reading from John 12, 1 through 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." Now take a few moments to write some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you? This time, we'll reflect on the passage. As I read this passage again, notice what emotions come up within yourself. Identify yourself with a specific character in the story and make note of that as well. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." Take a few moments to reflect what emotions came up as you listened. What character in the story are you? Now, we respond. As you hear the passage, listen for God's voice speaking to you. What is He saying, and how do you need to respond to Him? 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." So take a few moments and talk with God, reflecting on your notes from earlier. Write down what He is saying to you and respond to Him. Our final step is to rest in the presence of God. There are many things fighting for your attention, but take a few minutes and be still in silence as you meditate on God's Word and rest in Him. Father, thank you for meeting us here and teaching us to be still and to listen, to become more aware of you and to hear you. Forgive us where we've missed it in the past, and we ask you to renew our minds and give us a new desire and a new hunger for you and your word. We want to grow in your ways and be in your perfect will for us in our lives. We delight ourselves in you and in your word. And we exalt you and endeavor to keep you first place in our lives. We bless you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.